Chapter 6. Coming Out. Abby and Martin are practicing their lines again this evening. We've been doing this a lot, reading Dickens and eating waffles at the Waffle House. Abby usually brings a bag and stays with me. It's difficult for her that her house is many miles away, but I like it when she stays. Martin arrives after us, which is normal. And tonight, he's forgotten his script.
"You can share mine," says Abby, and he sits next to her.
We start on scene two, and soon I'm thinking about Blue again. I'm always thinking about Blue. We've been emailing almost every day. His emails used to be an extra thing in my life. Now, it's like they're the only real thing in my life. Everything else feels extra.
"No, Martin, no!" shouts Abby.
But suddenly, Martin is on both knees and singing in his Fagin voice. Everyone is staring at us, and I can't speak. He sings the whole song, and then sits back down and continues eating his waffle.
"I don't know what to say to you," says Abby.
Then she laughs and puts her arms around him. He looks at me and smiles an enormous smile. I smile back at him. Maybe he's my blackmailer. Maybe he's also becoming my friend. Is that even allowed? 2 hours later, we say goodbye to him, and I start driving me and Abby home. We're listening to the birthday mixtape that Leah gave me.
"What about Martin tonight?" Abby says.
"What a strange guy."
"A cute strange guy," she says. "But not my type."
"Not my type either," I say. Abby laughs, and I have a strange feeling in my chest. I really should just tell her. Blue is coming out to his mom tonight, or that's his plan. They're having dinner at home, and he's going to do it. I'm nervous for him, and maybe even a little jealous, but at the same time, telling her also feels like losing something. I think I like being the only one who knows that I'm gay.
"Abby, can I tell you something?"
We're stopped at a red light, and I'm waiting to turn. I can feel my heart going faster.
"You can't tell anyone about this," I say.
She doesn't speak, but I feel her turning toward me. She waits.
"So the thing is, I'm gay."
It's the first time that I've ever spoken those words. The light turns green.
"Oh," says Abby, "you had better stop the car."
And then she's silent. I pull on to the side of the road.
"Your hands are shaking,"
Abby says, finally. Then she pulls my arm toward her and takes my hand in hers.
"Is this the first time you've told anyone?" she says.
I nod.
"Wow," she says. "Thank you."
I turn toward her. "Are you surprised?" I say.
"No."
She looks at me directly. "You knew?"
"Not at all."
"But you're not surprised," I ask.
"Do you want me to be surprised?"
Now she looks nervous. "I don't know," I say. I think about Blue. How is it going with his mother? Is he feeling the same thing in his stomach that I'm feeling right now? Actually, he's probably feeling a lot worse than me. He's probably feeling really sick and can't speak.
What are you going to do?
Says Abby.
Are you going to tell people?
I'm quiet for a moment. I don't know, I say. I haven't really thought about it. Maybe later, yes.
Oh, well, I love you,
Abby says. She touches my cheek with her hand, and then we drive home. From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, December 13th at 12:09 a.m. Subject, out and free. Jacques, I did it. I came out to Mom. I almost can't believe it. I'm feeling really excited. I don't think that I'll sleep tonight. She seemed fine. She was very calm about it all and only wanted to be sure that I knew about safe sex. She didn't seem to believe me when I told her that I'm not having sex. So, thank you. I didn't tell you this before, but you're the reason that I've been able to do this. I didn't think that I'd be brave enough. I feel like there's a wall coming down and I don't know what's going to happen. I just know you're the reason for it. So, thanks for that. Blue. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, December 13th at 12:45 a.m. Subject, re, out and free. Blue, wow, I'm really proud of you. It's good that your parents are thinking about your sex life, but you shouldn't be thinking about having sex with someone unless they are amazing. Someone who is cute and has good grammar and who likes Oreos. So, I had my own coming out thing last night. Not to my parents, but I told one of my best friends, and it was strange and quite nice. I feel like I've jumped a wall and now I'm on the other side and I can't go back. I think it's a good feeling, or at least an exciting feeling, but I'm not sure. Do you understand what I mean? But I'm not the reason that you were able to come out. You are the reason. You pulled your walls down, and maybe you pulled mine down too. But don't you think that everyone should have to come out? Why only gays? Everyone should have to say either, I'm gay, or I'm straight, or I'm bisexual. Anyway, I'm thinking of you. You're my type, Blue. Jacques.